Listen, 1938. Letitia Handford, carved marble. Commissioned by Annabel Godfrey for an exhibit featuring modern artists' takes on classical styles, Listen became the impetus that brought these two extraordinary women together, first professionally and later romantically. Annabel, having admired Handford's work from afar, invited her to create a piece for the exhibit. Handford, who specialized in more fantastical, surrealist works, relished the challenge of emulating the classic statues of Roman antiquity and agreed to the commission. The rest of their relationship, as they say, is history. Listen has been housed here at the Godfrey Estate for the entirety of its public life, a generous gift from Handford to Annabel. But both women agreed that solitude and silence enhanced the viewing of the work, and so it was moved after the conclusion of the original exhibit to this secluded alcove, far from the bustle of the nearest gallery where it has resided ever since. The marble figure depicts the life-size form of a woman, whose features and dress recall the Roman statues of old, several of which can be viewed here at the estate. But the truly remarkable nature of the work, what urges people to line up to view it in its proper way, in the stillness of solitude, was only fully discovered once it was set aside in its own place. Whether or not Annabel and Handford knew this when they moved the piece is unknown, but the effect is powerful nevertheless. The figure's eyes are closed. She leans forward, her hand cupped around her right ear, listening intently for some unknown thing. What do you hear? Listen carefully. The sounds of other patrons may filter in, despite the distance between where you stand and where they wander, the echoes of their speech and of their motion through the halls distorting the sound into indistinguishable babble that fades into white noise. Listen beyond that. Do you hear the sound of your own breathing? In and out. In and out. Such a wonder that your body need not be told what to do, that from your very first moments you know exactly what to do to keep you moving from one moment to the next. The human body knows more truths than most ever realize. The instincts that lie within it, however latent, are powerful. They have kept humanity alive through thousands upon thousands of years. Keep listening. What thoughts whir through your mind here in the stillness? Do you imagine the whirring? Or can you hear it? Can you truly hear it? Can you hear the cogs clicking into and out of place, deep within that great biological machine in which all that you are and all that you may be coincide? Listen in this quiet as the figure listens, intently. Ravenously listens to the hopes and dreams you harbor within those spiraling thoughts that make you more than the sum of your parts. Keep listening. Can you hear your own heartbeat? Thump, 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 thump. Yet another miracle that does not need to be told what to do, but does it on instinct, over and over and over until its life runs out. Thump, thump. Does the figure's face look any different to you now? Are the lines of her face harsher, more angular, less human? Thump, thump. Has her head tilted just so? Has it turned the better to see and hear you? Thump, thump. Is that hunger in her eyes? Thump, thump. Do the pangs flash within them to the beating within your chest? Thump, thump. Craving some fresh air and the feel of the sun on your face? Don't miss the estate's world-famous botanical gardens during your visit here today. A lover of beauty in all its incarnations, both artificial and natural, Annabel Godfrey oversaw the curation of the gardens with the same care, devotion, and discerning eye with which she collected the art found within the galleries. The grounds of the estate hold many delights and surprises for those who care to seek them out. A few highlights include the giant Venus flytrap, the topiary sculpture garden, the largest currently living corpse flower on record, the edible flower greenhouse, the poisonous flower greenhouse, Do make sure to read the signs carefully before entering either of the greenhouses. And of course, the labyrinth. Entrance to the labyrinth is restricted to guests 18 years and older and is only permitted with a signed liability waiver. All interested parties may inquire about liability waivers with a staff member on duty at the entrance of the labyrinth. Make sure to stop on by the grounds, stretch your legs, and take in all the botanical marvels and monstrosities that the Godfrey Estate has to offer. Jael and Sisera, 1620. Artemisia Gentileschi. Oil on canvas. Among the most accomplished painters of the 17th century, and the first woman to ever be admitted to the famous Accademia delle Arti del Disegno in Florence, Italy, Artemisia Gentileschi's work exemplifies the beauty and detail intrinsic to the Baroque period, and this painting before you is only one such example in her considerable portfolio. In it, you see depicted the biblical tale of Jael and Sisera. For those unfamiliar with the story, Sisera, a Canaanite commander who had spent decades violently oppressing the Israelites, sought refuge within Jael's tent after finally facing defeat on the battlefield. Jael, though not an Israelite herself, was sympathetic to the suffering that they had endured at the hands of the commander. Presented with this extraordinary opportunity to end the violent reign of a violent man, she waited until Sisera had fallen asleep and then, when the moment was right, hammered a tent peg into the sleeping commander's skull. The story goes that Jael's fateful strike was so forceful, it pinned Sisera's head to the ground. Gentileschi holds the viewer on the knife's edge of that suspenseful moment, with Jael holding the tent peg at the ready in her left hand, and the hammer raised high in the other, poised to strike the one and only blow that she would need to accomplish her task. Note the tension in Jael's muscles as she grips the hammer, as it hovers, waiting in the air, ready to toll its swift and muted death knell. See the focus in Jael's expression, the grim determination to do what she knows must be done. Compare it to Sisera's sleeping face, to the sense of relaxation and comfort as he cradles his head on his arms. It is a deft touch, illustrating his total confidence that, by virtue of who he is, no harm can come to him. Gentileschi holds you there, in that moment, and lets you imagine the violence to come. Now look behind the figures. Look into the near-total darkness at their backs. Do you see it? Not everyone does. Ever so faintly, even more faint than Gentileschi's signature, which she hides as an engraving on the solitary pillar in the background, something else lurks in the pigment. It, too, sees the coming violence, the coming blood and gore, a great mass that is somehow, paradoxically, incorporeal. And from it comes a ravenous hunger, a feeling of bloodlust surging in powerful waves from its epicenter. It pays no mind to the right or wrong of Jael's action. All it wants, all it desires, is for the action to be seen through to its bitter and bloody end. But it is faint, so, so faint, it ripples and shifts, a writhing, impatient thing waiting in the darkness. Can you see it? Can you?
Thank you for listening to the Godfrey Audio Guide. This episode was written, produced, and performed by Nicole Knutson, with sound design and editing by James Ferrero. Enjoying your trip to the estate? To keep up with the Godfrey, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Godfrey Guide. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your podcasting app of choice. If you're interested in becoming a sustaining member of the show, make sure to visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/thegodfreyaudioguide. In addition to our various membership tiers, you'll also find full episode transcripts for any who wish to read them. Until next time, friends, see you back at the museum.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.